Welcome to the Circle Sessions featuring the Circle of Experts. Each week, one of the Circle of Experts joins me to talk about critical aspects of growing your podcast. The Circle of Experts are Yasmin Robles and Izzy Dadosky from Rebel Marketing, Tanisha English-Amamu of TJE Communications, and Don the Idea Guy. I'm Brett Johnson, my podcast guy from Circle 270 Media Podcast Consultants. This week, Tanisha is here. Tanisha's on a mission to help small businesses level the playing field through her digital marketing solutions. Tanisha, thanks for joining me again today.
Thanks for having me.
You know, I think we've touched upon LinkedIn a few times in past episodes, and it's always been couched with, it's probably an underutilized platform to promote your content.
Yeah.
Bottom line, I mean, a lot of people use it, but it's that it's just different. It's not the same use patterns as an Instagram or a Facebook or an X or TikTok. It's definitely that professional level. And a lot of podcasters go into podcasting, whether it's video or audio or a combination of both, to expand their network, to increase business for themselves, whatever the reason might be, but it is in that business realm. So let's talk a little bit about the way you see LinkedIn not being used necessarily, but should be used for podcasters.
Yeah, this is something I was thinking about even for my own podcast, to do better at using LinkedIn as a way to not only promote the podcast, but to also leverage my professional network to grow the show. And I think you can also use this as a way to grow maybe even sponsors or advertisers for your show as well. So I think unlike Instagram and TikTok, you know, we know that LinkedIn is built for thought leadership and professional networking. So there's a lot of business professionals, entrepreneurs, and there are a lot of people that have podcasts as well. So I think LinkedIn, can be used as a way to encourage engagement. It can also encourage conversation starters, especially if you're talking about a topic and then asking people for their opinion on it, and then linking out to your podcast so that people can be a part of it. So I think the first thing that we should think about is that, you know, if you do have a podcast, thinking about how you can optimize your profile to highlight your podcast. So, you know, positioning yourself as a podcast host or industry expert. And I think this will also depend on what you do full-time in business as well. So, you know, if you're full-time an accountant, but maybe your podcast is about gardening, then you have to get creative about how you can kind of intertwine these two topics, which I'm sure there's a way to do it. Consider updating your headline on LinkedIn to say, you know, you have a podcast for whatever it is. You know, talk about your podcast in your about section as well. So really just think about all of the different pieces of your LinkedIn profile, just as you would optimize it for jobs or networking, to include your podcast in it as well, which is something that I'm not currently doing, which made me think like, okay, there's a way that I can do this. So I'm right there with anybody who hasn't started this journey yet. This is our game plan that we're going to do together to start using our LinkedIn to show off our podcasts.
Yeah. I was writing a couple of notes while you were talking about that. And what did jump out at me, you know, when you were talking about making sure your profile covers that you do a podcast or have one, or you're part of one, is that I think we tend to do the easy posts of just a 100% self-promote of an episode. It's like you post and you go, hey, brand new episode out. Be sure you listen. Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
Where AI can come into play with you. I think we underutilize our transcripts from our podcast. That's where the gold is in the information that you created. So let AI, or if you are a writer and you can pull things out of it, but let AI, I use this for myself as well, as you know, ask AI to, from this transcript, why would an entrepreneur need to listen to this episode? Or couch the question, and it's going to spit out from the transcript, well, an entrepreneur is going to want to listen to this because There's your posts. Mm-hmm. There are your questions, and you try to create comments, that mm-hmm. sort of thing, mm-hmm. from what you talked about in the podcast. So yes, you're promoting the episode, but you're giving a reason why the content was so good that you're going to learn this from listening to the podcast.
Right. And that was something I had to, you know, don't just post the episode links. Like, how can we create value-driven content? And I love that idea of taking the transcript, using ChatGPT or something to pull something from there as a way to talk about, you know, the episode. And maybe, you know, I've seen people make posts where they, if it's a topic about social media and they want input, they might tag me to get my opinion. Mm-hmm. So depending on what you're talking about, maybe you tag a couple of people that you're connected with, people that you know, and try to get them to engage, you know? And I think too, if you're going to post your podcast, to summarize the key takeaways or highlight the guest insights. I also love just highlighting the guest, period, and not making it about you, because the point, if your podcast is you and one or two other people, and maybe you have guests that you're bringing on, I think that is also the selling point to get people on your show, is that it's a way to promote them, and then secondary you, yes, but it's a way to highlight the guest. So if there's something that they said, maybe you post, you're like, hey, I talked to Brett and he talked about, you know, using LinkedIn for podcasts. And then you tag that person. You thank them for coming on the show. They'll probably comment, which now opens it up to their network as well. Right. So there's just a way, to your point, to promote it without it just being like, new episode, check it out, you know?
Yeah, it's that paying attention to some really cool pull quotes. Mm-hmm. Or moments in time that the podcast delivers. And again, that's a utilization of a transcript and let AI mm-hmm. do pull quotes from the transcript, and you just copy paste.
Right.
And putting as a, here, listen, you need to listen to what she said. Here's just a synopsis of it, sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Be creative, because ultimately LinkedIn is a platform. The best used is that you're pushing more, you're educating. Mm-hmm. People go to LinkedIn because they want to network, but they also want to be educated.
Yeah.
A little bit more today. Learn a little bit more. And if you give them those little snippets of, wow, that sounds really interesting, I never thought of it that way. If that hit you during that interview or what you put together as a solo episode, everybody else is going to know that too. Those little pull quotes will get people to stop, or at least, of liking the comment or commenting more. And then you have the opportunity that if you do want people to go to maybe a blog or your website that has more, well, that's where you can put in the comments the link versus the link in the initial post.
Right.
You know, and then be creative with the visual. The visual for me personally is the hardest part. It honestly is, you know, whether it's just a static image or maybe a screenshot of a, you know, interview you did on Zoom or something like that. But that's the hardest for me, is a hard part, because you want to be creative with that image. You just do.
Something I try to do is screen record like a section. Mm-hmm. But I do that when I'm posting on like Instagram or Facebook, but this can also work for LinkedIn. Yeah. To just screen record, maybe it's, you know, 30 seconds of whatever you're posting about as an insight from the episode, mm-hmm. to screen record it and post it so people can watch it if they want to. Maybe it will, especially if we talked about this on another episode, especially if you have like a nice background and things going on. You know, so people can visually see, if you do have visuals, like what your podcast is all about. If it is just audio, though, something that you could do is same thing. Take, you know, sometimes I'll do this on my phone, where even if it's an audio, I'll still screen record for the audio. And if you use like Canva, then you take a picture of that person. You put your podcast logo with it, put, you know, that they were a guest. If you put that screen recording behind the picture so you can't see you know, the screen record, and you can just hear it, and you can upload that as a video as well, if you want people to be able to actually hear what was said. But even if it's just, you know, a screenshot of your podcast logo, and you can see the player like at the time stamp that it was at, I think that would also work too.
Yeah. One thing that just came to my mind, and I really have not thought about this before, is that, you know, to it hinges on the self-promote of a podcast, but let's take it one step further. It's like, get your camera, get your phone on, record yourself promoting the episode. But you're also talking about what hit you the most about the interview or what you talked about. So yes, it's that gray area of self-promotion, but it's that, but you're giving the scroller, the LinkedIn viewer of your post, a reason why they should. But it's a personal invitation that you're doing. You've taken the time to do a really short 30-second video of why they should listen to that episode. I think the ultimate goal is to stop the scroll, is that you want them to listen to what you're saying. And if it's a personal invite about, this is how this interview with this person moved me, or what I got from it, you're already gaining that information from the transcript that you're, you know, going through AI and it's pulling those things out. But talk about a powerful personal invitation. Very simple to do too, you know. And I would suggest doing it within the first 8 to 12 hours after that interview, because you're most energized because of it. Within a day or two, you're going to kind of forget the nuances, because you can move on to the next thing. It just happens, you know. You've got other episodes you're doing, or work is in the way, life is in the way, you know, that sort of thing. But I don't see that creativity on LinkedIn yet, and I think there's a really big opportunity for podcasters who want to network via their podcast or whatever, you know, the content they're creating, to really be professional in how they talk about what they've created, why people should listen, why they should read a blog around it, whatever the case might be. Is that it was my time. I was great time interviewing this person, and it's worth your time to listen to it as well.
I think that's key, is that if you can show your why and why you were passionate about the podcast in general, but also about the guests that you brought in, I think that kind of leads into the next thing I want to talk about, is, you know, finding guests for your podcast through LinkedIn. And so how can you know, I mean, what better way to show people that it's worth their time than to, after you interview someone, to just take, you know, 30 seconds to talk about, you know, how great it was interviewing this person and the insights that you got from it, and, you know, showing, you know, to telling your network why they should also connect with this person. Like, who wouldn't want to be on someone's podcast who would do that? In addition to, you know, not just, you know, being grateful for them being on your episode, but then also like highlighting them and their businesses and what they're doing. And so I think finding podcast guests and networking on LinkedIn can be tricky, because I was telling you a story about how someone reached out to me about being on their podcast, which at first I'm like, oh, this is really cool. Went to their YouTube and saw they had, you know, a nice amount of followers and views and everything. But then after kind of talking to their assistant, it kind of became clear that they wanted me to pay to be on their podcast, and they kind of leveraged it as a way for me to be on their show as a promotion or marketing opportunity for me. So they positioned it as like it would be beneficial for me to be on their podcast, and not, it would be beneficial for them to have me on their podcast. And I think that's the way to go about it, because if you have insights and things that you want your audience to receive, then that's who you go out and seek as a potential guest. So for my Black Women in Biz podcast, I'm interviewing Black women in business and corporate in all ways, and I'm looking for women who have achieved some level of success, or have just, maybe they just started their entrepreneur journey and they're going through it. And I want people that listen to hear real stories from real people. who are going through the same experiences as them. So it's beneficial for my audience to hear from this person, not the other way around. So really think about that when you're reaching out to people. I know there's also like LinkedIn groups for things like this, but sometimes I was talking to someone else recently about back in the day, there used to be these Instagram pods. I don't know if they still exist. There were LinkedIn pods as well, where you're in a group of people, and every time someone in the group posts content, they'll share it with their pod, and then the group goes and like engages with the post. The algorithms kind of figured out that that was a thing. So if it felt like spammy, then you might get shadow banned. So there's like weird stuff with that. But I kind of caution on being in groups where it's just about promotion, because it's just a bunch of people promoting, and who in this group is actually listening to each other's episodes. So I would say, let's say, Crime Junkies, for example, again, if they were in a LinkedIn group, I would imagine they would be in a group of investigative journalists who would find, these cases interesting and may want to dig, or maybe they might already have information about a case that is being talked about. Or maybe, a group of people who are focused on a particular high profile case. Like maybe you want to be in that group to share what's going on, or a group of lawyers. Maybe they would be in something like that. So getting strategic about if you are going to use groups, depending on what your podcast is about, what kind of groups you're going to be a part of. And I think really when it comes to people getting on your podcast, remember that it's not about what you can do for them, which maybe you can do a lot for them. Maybe you can, promote them, and you might know that, but you don't have to say that. Think about, what can they do for your audience, and letting them know having you on my show would be beneficial for my audience because of X, Y, and Z.
And you make a really good point, because I don't get the asks to play, but I get the asks that, love the episode, and they kind of recap what an episode was. But then they veer off into exactly what they do, and it has no connection, none at all. So they're just, they've taken, they try to personalize it, but it's quite obvious when they start talking. Maybe it's a, I can't even really give a good example off the top of my head, but you could have a finance episode, and it's like, I love that episode about finance, da da da. It's like, I think you'd be a great, I have a guest that would be a great because they know about cooking Chinese food or something. It's like, okay, I don't get the connection here. But they've taken that, they've gone to school to go, okay, got to personalize, you got to say that you listen to an episode and then go into what you want to do. That's what you have to avoid as well too. You're right, it's that I would love to have you on my podcast because this and this, because I know that I've heard you on this episode, I heard you on this episode, and truly be respectful and know what you're talking about. But also I would, and also maybe it's that I would love to talk to you about this idea then too. Maybe that, without giving them a script of what you want to talk about, but also kind of go, yeah, you're great, you're great, you're great. But it's like, but would you come on? I'd love to talk more about this idea. That's interesting. I would follow up on that type of invites. I bet I would. Just like we did in a previous episode talking about, the pros and cons of visual. If somebody emailed me about that, hey, heard that episode, would you want to come on and talk about your experiences with your clients and yourself about the pros and cons of using video? You bet I would. I mean, they're hitting a core of, they are understanding what we're doing. So yeah, it's just got to be careful with the invites and really do some research beyond the listening to an episode or reading the show notes and kind of going, oh yeah, I can use that, copy paste, then boom, go into your pitch, which has nothing to do with anything. That's the greatest, easiest way to be, deleted in mail or whatever you want to do with LinkedIn. Again, that platform's just, it's just different. It's just different. You've got to respect why people are there.
You have to respect why people are there, and you also have to understand that People on LinkedIn are being like bombarded by people trying to sell things to them every single day. And so you have to get creative in how you're utilizing the platform to where you're there adding value. And then selling things may come because that's another thing that you can think about with LinkedIn is that, since to your point, there's not a lot of people that are utilizing LinkedIn in this way for their podcast. This could be potential for you to monetize your podcast. Are there, professionals that are connected with different industries or companies that may be interested in being a sponsor of your show because you're so active promoting it, you're creating engaging content, people are commenting and engaging, you're bringing on guests that also have a network or community that is expansive, and maybe this could be an opportunity for someone to want to be a sponsor of your show. So those things can come, but I think that the goal should be on the focus of creating engaging content, highlighting your guests and, showcasing your guests first. And then those other things, secondary, I think will follow.
There's a phrase you probably heard it too, and then our listener probably has too. There's riches in the niches. That, the more you drill down, I've heard examples. I don't have any clients this way, but I've heard examples of, that it could be a podcast about some pharmaceutical technique or equipment or something like that. And they have, I've heard the example that, they may have 300 to 500 listeners, which is great in some realms, small in others, in comparison. But that host knows of those 300 to 500 listeners, they're all his clientele. So, how many people would not want to be in front of 300 to 500 people that are ready to raise their hand to buy something or be in that realm? That's great. Who cares how many if they're engaged and they are ready to move the next step, whatever that you're asking them to do, sort of thing. But then there are other realms too of just looking at being a part of a paid newsletter or being paid a part of lots of other things that can help support you gaining that audience that you can relate to, and they want content from you that are potential clients, customers, whatever the case might be. But just your this path to lead them into where you want them to go is much different than the approach you would with an Instagram or a TikTok video product kind of thing. It's just totally different. It's more of a soft sell. It truly is, or a value sell. Let's put it that way, because you're asking. You're, if nothing else, you're asking for time. But down the road, everybody knows there's a dollar down the road, probably, but you just have to take your time with it. No. Anything on the else on the on your mind in regards to LinkedIn or some other
I would
thought?
just say, some final thoughts that, LinkedIn definitely, if your podcast covers any sort of business, entrepreneurship, or anything like that, I definitely think you should be on LinkedIn. But also thinking outside the box, even if your podcast, if you're a gardener again, and your podcast is about gardening, I mean, Scotts Miracle-Gro, John Deere, like all these companies are on LinkedIn. So this could be your opportunity to also engage and connect with, bigger corporations that may be interested in being on your podcast, or better yet, sponsoring it. So really thinking about how to get creative with using LinkedIn for your podcast. I think also if you're looking for, high quality guests and you're looking to expand your network or get more industry connections, that LinkedIn can be helpful. And I think also organic reach. LinkedIn is still one of those platforms that a lot of people haven't really tapped into yet. Not as many as like an Instagram or TikTok. So it's a lot easier to get organic reach on LinkedIn than some of the other platforms. So I think it is still a great opportunity for people to be able to use it to grow their listenership, on LinkedIn.
There's not a competitive social
And
platform
there's
that's
not a
professional
competitive, so yes, exactly.
compared to an Instagram fighting Facebook, even though I know Meta owns both, but or an X versus Blue Sky, or that sort of thing. There's nothing compared to LinkedIn to to kind of go, okay, they're probably both in these professional, there have been apps that have tried. They just, LinkedIn just did it right initially and just did it and moved forward. No looking back. And nobody's been able to put something together that's a decent competitor to them. Yeah. So look at it that way too.
I think LinkedIn has stayed in their lane and really stayed focused on this is a platform for professionals and jobs and networking and all of that. And they've stayed true to that. Whereas I think some of the other platforms are trying to be everything. Same with YouTube. I don't think anybody's been able to step in YouTube's lane either because they've stayed true to what they do. Only recently where they have the shorts, but for the most part, everything is like, we are long form video. That's what we do. I think that for the time being that LinkedIn will definitely be the place if you're looking to expand your network and connect with more corporations. And not a lot of people are doing this with their podcast, so this is an opportunity for all of us. And I'll check in, maybe we'll do a part two of this because I'm going to start doing this as well, and we can see how it goes and I can report back on how it turns out.
That's pretty much my preferred platform to do things on. I mess with the other platforms a little bit, but I really do more of a focus on LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. And for me, it's just a little bit easier of a lift as well too, because you don't have to necessarily post every day.
Exactly.
You don't have to. Mm-hmm. So that helps a little bit too. And that fits my lifestyle, in regards to doing things. But it's easier to keep it in the professional realm of a podcast. And I know that's where my potential and my current clients are. Mm-hmm. I know they're there. So it's that I am very purposeful in what I create and put on there to support what they're doing, reinvest in their knowledge of me knowing, okay, this guy knows what he's talking about. Mm-hmm. Even though we talk about stuff in our recording sessions or visual meetings or whatever the case might be, but it's that I'm still rebranding and continuing the brand that I have the best way that I can. So what's the best way if a listener wants to pick your brain a little bit more about what you're going to do, as well as some other things that you've seen pros and cons on, put it that way?
Yes. You can go to my website at tjecommunications.com. Schedule a free consultation if you want to chat, or if you want to be LinkedIn podcast accountability partners, I'm open to that too.
It's a good way of putting it too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd love to talk to anybody that wants to talk about LinkedIn or, any social media platform, but really focusing on LinkedIn and what I've seen work real well, what I've been doing, that sort of thing, and as well as how they want to incorporate theirs. I've got actually two websites, but the easiest one is go to mypodcastguy.com. That's where my scheduling calendar is. You can find my scheduling calendar on circle270media.com as well too, but mypodcastguy.com is a little bit easier to remember. So you can go that direction. Obviously you can find me on LinkedIn as well too. So, connect with me as well. I've been doing a lot more of that in messaging and such, that's where I live pretty much. So you can catch me there first as well. So thank you for joining me. This has been another great topic and one that I know we've touched upon in the past, but never really taken one episode to really look at LinkedIn.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.